Blog Talk Radio.
Ray be chillin', like the feeling. You be bugging out on me, but I'm still chillin'. Might just be the baddest chicken bout to muck, but you can handle it, cause now I'm missing that tonight.
Yeah, I might have had my heart broke. Might have broke a heart or two, I swear I don't know. You be trying to take me places that I can't go. Call, call me, call me, you get so emotional. I go out at night looking at no other dude. All eyes on me, but only got eyes for you. Cool bottle body, ice cold attitude. Got the boys like, bad up, 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 up. They love it.
If you wait till I feel, I'll tell ya, ooh, boy, I love ya. So you wanna know how I feel.
Welcome to Felishine Radio. We're going to have some R&B fun tonight, which I'm looking forward to, as well as putting on the spotlight to my heart and soul, X-Squad DJs. Shout out to X-Squad DJ CEO Demel, definitely in the building. And we're going to have a special, special 15-minute interview with the amazing East Coast bread, of course, Jersey's own Claudette Ortiz, a beautiful voice with City High, starring in R&B Divas LA, and she has some excellent new music out. We're going to check out that, as well as have a little topic for tonight. Are you manageable? A lot of artists be like, I need a manager. But are you manageable? I had to get manageable. Shout out to this guy on the phone who I can definitely attest to helping me a lot. And sometimes you just have to stop certain things if you want to become manageable. But Damel, welcome, welcome. Welcome. I won't have no problems tonight. We get to do a whole show, all spotlight. What's good, baby?
No, working. You know what I mean? I'm getting new projects. I got people that wants to pay me. But, you know, what I do, you know, a lot of times they don't really be having no money, you know what I mean? But I make sure, you know, it's worth that time to tell somebody else so they can make that money back and I get paid again. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about the customer service.
Yes, I definitely know. I can definitely relate. Because, you know, at the end of the day, and I can even say this from you, you have shown that it's not always about money. You know what I mean? Like, you want to get the value out of everything.
Because I believe, like, you know, when they created Coca-Cola,
what you say, honey?
When they created Coca-Cola, you know what I mean? Before it became a brand, they had to do certain things for everybody to want the product. You know what I mean? And that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go to these areas to where, you know, the labels be like, oh, we want the Esquire DJs, you know what I mean? But it's still work on progress, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it takes from a person believing in themselves and loving themselves, and when they do that, then they can work with other people. But if you don't love yourself, then everything you do is going to fall apart.
Right. Definitely. And I had a conversation with someone earlier, and I was just telling them how, you know, how hard I even have it with, and, you know, with certain artists that I work with, because they're, you know what I mean, they want that money, and they really put their all into, But sometimes you cannot bank on the fact that you are super talented. You know what I mean? You can have the best voice. You know, you can have the dopest lyrics, the best body. But if you're not manageable and if you're not, you know, marketing yourself and putting yourself in the right position, you will not be able to be successful. You know, and you always have to have your house in order. What I mean by your house in order, we're still human beings. You need to have a job or some kind of money coming in. You know, take care of your kids, have your clothes on your back, have your bills paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, too many people, I don't have no problems with it. You know what I'm saying? But that's why tonight I wanted to have this nice topic, because I see so many artists who have the management and who've grown and gotten management.
Let me tell you about Marcus Allen.
Create themselves to be really manageable. So I wanted to spotlight the artists that we work with, and definitely the lovely Claudette Ortiz as an example. You know, like, let's make some moves. What were you going to say?
About Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen is sponsored by a print company. Anywhere he go, you're going to see a hallway or two blocks of him wherever he at. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of people be having these promotional things, but they be having the wrong things. Okay, you know you need flyers. You know you need flyers, but why have the flyers out? They got companies now where where you can put the flies on the table and it comes out like in a swirl. Then you know people that sit at these tables, they can see your face. You know what I mean? Instead of passing them out. You know, a lot of people want posters, but you can have standing posters so people can take pictures of them and move them around the room. You know what I mean? So All what they got to do is stay up to date. Now, me, if I stayed in Philly, I'd be killing them. I'd be having parties with some of these cheesesteak stores and doing my own block party with some of these businesses, and I bet you everybody know me.
Definitely. A lot of people, and it's not just Philly, you know, it's not just Philly. I know this is Philly Shine Radio. But even if I look at the switchboard and I see the 314, the 513, the 302s, the 803s in the building, and the 267s, I see y'all definitely coming to the switchboard. It's not just Philly. And a lot of people, they say to me, like, Honest, what's going on? I love it here in my city. That's why we hustle. Like, I'm taking a loss. I've had people steal from me. And then 2 weeks later, I throw another party. Like, it don't stop. And the one thing for certain, if you have it in you to want to entertain and to want to be on stage, TV, radio, listen to, the grind don't stop. So let me check in on the switchboard a little bit. Anybody who want to speak, definitely press 1. I'll get to you. Be patient. I'm definitely trying to show some love to everybody. But first things first, 267-251, welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What up, though?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? Honest as fuck, 72.
I know that's right. Thank you for checking in. I definitely wanted to just go down the line and give some shout-outs real quick. Stay tuned with me, all right, baby?
Oh, yeah, I'm on. You know, I'm day one nigga, man, you know, and just like how you be, like, you know, you always shout me out, you always at me and shit, like, you know, I'm always going to be loyal to the people that be loyal to me, like,
I know that's right, definitely chill with me, baby, this is going to be a banging show, and plus, I need everybody's opinion on tonight's topic. 267-257, welcome to Philly Shine Radio, what's your name, where you calling from?
Yo, this Toucan from Philly, Glockaware Radio.
Glockaware, bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Shout out to Glockaware Radio. They will be in the building tomorrow as I host a Buzz and Club Halo mixtape release for Real Vodka. We will be broadcasting Glockaware Radio live, so definitely come in. Get your what's up, Diz? I hear you. We're my Shad Bananas, Mommy, LC. We'll all be in the building tomorrow. Y'all notice how I shouted y'all out and said hi at the same damn time.
Yo, we are here riding around, Honest. We listening to your show, and we really thoroughly like the topic. Tell the boy he was rapping to come to Philly. Yeah, tell him to come to Philly and promote some shows. We'll help him do it. Let's get some money. I'm with him.
I know that's right. But after I have my interview, I will take everybody's opinion on tonight's topic after we do the first interviews. And we check out these artists for tonight's show tonight. 803-586, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How you doing? I'm Marcus Allen, and I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
I'm sorry. I love him.
What's up?
I didn't mean to scream in everybody's ear, though, or your ear. I'm gonna keep your mic open, okay?
For sure.
Welcome back, honey.
Well, thank you.
What's up with that voice, man? You are true. I tell you.
Can I say something real quick?
Of course.
I just want to say, man, I got a lot of respect for you. I got a lot of respect for DeMille. I mean, DeMille was just rocking with me in South Carolina at the South Carolina Music Awards. And, you know, it's, the beautiful thing is, man, I got a lot of respect for him, man. I mean, he's been grinding with me. He's been, you know, keeping the spotlight on me. He had my back. And, you know, I just want to tell you right now, Demille, thank you. You're a friend for life. You're like family to me. And when I win, you win. When you win, I win. I got a lot of love for you. And honestly, man, I can hear the growth in your voice. I can hear the love for the music in your voice. And keep doing what you're doing. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. You already know. Like, even for me, and I don't know if anybody noticed, my last show I did Tuesday, I barely cursed. Because a bitch needs sponsors. But I can say bitch. But real real rap. Like, we try to win. I'm taking everybody with me. But we're going to go through the switchboard. I'm checking for my first special guest. Chill with me. Like I said, we have a great topic for tonight, as well as awesome music. Like, when I tell you awesome, I mean awesome. 310. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? 310.
They want to just listen to your voice. Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. That was her. Sorry, guys. Had a little misconfusion. People calling my phone. But I'm getting ready to show some love and welcome an amazing artist. I had the pleasure of working with her a few years ago here in Philly, and I'm just so excited about her being on TV, doing her thing. Definitely beautiful, amazing voice, and me being a young woman that I am, you know, definitely grew up being a huge fan of hers. So she has a new single out called Automatic. We're going to check that out, as well as get to know what's going on with her and being on R&B Divas LA and all the exciting things that's going on in season two. Do we have you on the line, Claudette? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Hello. Thank you for having me today, this evening.
No problem. I'm so excited about having you on the call. So we are loving my Claudette on Instagram. My goodness, those pictures, honey.
Thank you so much for supporting.
No problem. Oh, my goodness. Working hard over here in Philly. I'm not sure if you remember when we were all working together here in Philly on South Street a few years ago. I know that, you know, everything was, your music was just so amazing. And I just want to say, as a fan, first and foremost, I am so happy to hear your new music, to see you, your growth. And I just want to just get like a real quick update about what's going on with this new project, because you have so much East Coast love. I know you're on R&B Divas LA.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Yes, you know that's where I'm from. So I'm appreciating that to the fullest. I'm working on an album. I'm almost finished. We just put out the single Automatic. The new second season of R&B Divas LA just premiered last week, so the second episode of the second season just was on last night. And as the progression of the show through the summer, we're going to release a few more singles, and then the album will come out after that.
That is so cool. how is it now having, you know what I mean, your private life, you know, put on blast on TV? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I never really wanted to be a part of reality TV, but the way that they film it is not how I thought. They're not just a bunch of cameras following you around and all of that. I never want to expose my children. I'll show them briefly at times, but they pretty much give us an option of whether or not we want that to do that. So, but the cameras can't just follow you around all the time. There has to be a schedule, and there is some structure to it, because you do have cameramen and soundmen and directors and everything else and the mic guy and whatever else, and everybody can't just stop their lives just to follow around people. And then it would just be too much footage. So it does have to be scheduled and structured in a certain way. So that I was cool with. And there are things that may be uncomfortable to talk about, but this is the business we got in, and people want to be in your business, so.
Yes.
That years prior.
Oh my goodness! Like, seriously, I am so happy, because, and speaking again as a fan, we missed you. You know, so having you, you know, putting out your music, showing your beauty, showing off your talent is amazing. So don't stop. Get it. Real rare.
Thank you. That means a lot.
But
it really does.
I hope so. That's what's up. Now, let's talk about this track, Automatic, because I'm going to play it tonight and premiere it to all my listeners. And please say hello, because it's a lot of people listening right now.
Yes. Oh, hello, everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed the single. You can find it anywhere online. It's also on SoundCloud if you want to listen to it again. We put it out for free, so you don't have to download it on iTunes or anything. You can just get it for free on the Internet anywhere. And, of course, you know, shows like yours are playing it. Radio is playing it. And it was just something I wanted to give to y'all, just to let you know I'm putting some music out. I'm coming back.
Do that. Definitely come back. Tell us, describe Automatic before we listen to it. Give us a little introduction.
Okay. Well, this track in particular, I didn't write this one. I actually got with a writer. His name was Sick Pen, and I just heard the record, and it was dope. And being that I'm a writer, I like when somebody writes something and it's crazy. I like the challenge of trying to portray what they wrote with everything in me as if I went through it. And being that it's something that a lot of women go through, I was able to channel that from my past. But I'm not into the
man-bashing.
You know? Right, and I'm not into man-bashing so much, but this song isn't necessarily a man-basher. It's more so about a woman's worth and loving yourself and knowing when you're in something that you need to get out of. So that's pretty much,
that's right.
You know, that's what it's about. And I love the track, so, you know.
I love it. So, and as far as even, like, what can we expect from Claudette over the next 6 months, when are you guys finished filming? Are you available for, you know, shows and appearance? I definitely do way more than just interview. Like, I would like to introduce
right.
you to the CEO of our DJ squad, who's on the line, The Millions. We're a national DJ squad.
Wonderful.
We push music all month, all year. We do concerts, showcases, everything. But I'm Claudette DeMille, The Millions.
We finished filming
Claudette.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, you're a very important person.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Right. Well, we finished filming in April, and then they do all the editing and you know, now the premiere in July. So since then, that was when I started recording the album. And yes, we have been doing shows. I did a women's empowerment series and a few things here and there. I haven't started touring yet because we haven't even found yet. But but that'll come later on. You might see me on TV here and there. I've been doing some readings for different TV shows, and it's been moving along.
Nice. Definitely nice. I'm just so proud of you. I know a lot of people, I can't wait to just hear their feedback from listening to you tonight. We have so many people on the line. I have a great topic tonight, too, and I want to ask you that as a final question before I play your song. But, you know, it's a lot of artists that want to find a manager, you know, but what is it to become manageable? Like, seriously, I feel like it's too many, it's too many artists and not enough manageable, but are you manageable? And could you give some,
that's true.
I guess, a little feedback on how to become that way?
Right. And that, you know what? That's a really good question. Nobody ever asked me that question before, but that is an important question. Well, for one, you definitely want to choose somebody who is trustworthy and who represents themselves well, because however they represent themselves is how you're viewed. And then you have to remember that you are their client. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a, oh, you work for me type of attitude, because then that's just not a good way to view yourself, and because it's, you'll end up not treating somebody right or something. And just also that you hired this person to represent you, and they may, you're an artist, so you're going to be in artist mode, because you're the creator of the music. They are the business side of things. So where you might be in love with a certain song or a certain look, as the person who represents your brand and is marketing for you, they have the vision of what is best for you as who you show them who you are. So in order to sell your music, because you are an artist, but you are trying to sell your product, they have that vision, and they know what, as far as their interaction with the business world and with certain people, like getting you endorsements and CEOs and things like that, they know how you should. So you have to have a certain amount of trust with that person, and they also, you know, have to be open to listening to some of your feedback. But it's kind of like an interchangeable relationship where there should be compromise sometimes, and sometimes you just have to trust that person. And that's how you can be manageable. If you're going to be a kind of like, this is how I want it, no, blah, 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 you're not listening to any kind of direction, then you're not manageable.
Right.
Because
exactly,
you are hiring them to look you out. But that's why it's so important to pick someone who is trustworthy, because you are putting your career in their hands.
Yeah, you definitely, I forget trust. I'm so trusting sometimes. I forget that you have to find someone that you can trust, because that's where some people come up with those defenses. They're like, wait, but I like this. And then they don't trust that the other person is saying, no, we need it to be blue to get to the blue people. And they're, you know what I mean, just that simple, just to put it in layman's terms.
Right,
like,
right,
sometimes
exactly.
People are like,
but,
no,
and,
you
and
have
and
to
the
be
person
blue
has
today.
To be trustworthy. Because sometimes you might think that a person is trustworthy and choose the manager, and you end up getting beat. But if it's somebody that you feel, you know, consult friends, consult family, prayer, things like that. Talk to them, see what they've done. Talk to people that they worked with in the past, maybe, you know, and things like that. My manager, I've known her for so many years, but she didn't start managing me until after the first season of R&B Divas came out. So she's been doing some really great things, her and her team, and they're amazing. And I've known her since I was very young. She worked at the label I was signed to. So that was partial of my decision with going with her as well. I trust her because I've known her for so long, and she has a great track record. She does great with everything that she does. So, and her team is very tight in everything. Right.
Yes,
heck yeah.
Definitely.
Jigsaw managed agents.
And shout out to Big Hef for connecting everything with us tonight. I appreciate him. He's definitely real heavy. But we're going to go into this track. I know that your time is very valuable. I look forward to featuring you again in the future and making some money. Because, girl, please, I see you in here.
Anytime. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting.
No problem. Do you want to introduce the track and also shout out who the producer is for Automatic? I'm getting ready to play it now.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. This is Claudette Ortiz. This is my first single, and you're hearing it right now on this show tonight. Honest, thank you for bearing it. Produced by Jerry Wonder, written by Sick Pen. Automatic.
You
love it.
You are so welcome.
Shouldn't have to say it, tell me you love me when you get home. You swearing that you ain't going nowhere. Every time that you leave, you have me thinking that my money's gone. I like it, I like it. I should be with someone who will treat me right.
From her, and I love her feedback on tonight's topic. Are you manageable? You know, trust is a big, big issue when it comes to having a manager and having someone in your corner. You know what I'm saying? Demilius, you a important meme right
Marcus.
Here.
Marcus.
Huh?
Marcus.
You said what?
Marcus. He can answer dumb questions.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna ask Marcus and everybody on the switchboard. How is everybody calling them for tonight on Sunshine Radio?
Especially that 314-4 number. I really want to know this question.
The 314 number?
314-448.
314-448. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Who that?
Hey, girl. How you doing?
This is Tiny. I was getting ready to play your song. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey, beautiful. How are you? That's my girl. She make me hype, too. Like, Marcus Allen had me screaming. You got me hype. You know what I'm saying? I got I also want to, JQ, is that you? JQ? You on the line?
Man, you got all these R&B people following me, too, on this fire.
Oh, I know. Do I ever know it? And guess what? My birthday is Sunday. You know, you can sing happy birthday to me. My number's public. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't mind the, you know, the attention. I'm actually going to be broadcasting Philly Shine Radio live on Sunday for my birthday party in New York City at the Tiffany Lounge in Harlem. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to make a little announcement about that, so...
Well, what I do for you, I don't do for nobody else. I sing on my Instagram for you.
Oh, for real?
I act a fool.
Make sure you send me the video, too, because I want to repost it. Maybe I'll get that repost ad thing everybody has.
It's just $1.
Baby. Look, I swear I could sing my damn self, but all right. Back to the show. What'd you say?
And I want to sing you happy birthday.
I know you is. Say no, I know. I got real ghetto. I am not even worried about that, Connie. You're actually a special guest tonight. You, Marcus Allen, Timmy. Tonight is definitely, if anybody saw the link in my bio, X-Squad DJs Live, you know. We're showing love to our talented artists that we're working with, and even, oh my goodness, just like the work ethic is amazing for these artists. And at the end of the day, you have to have that grind, you know what I'm saying? Like Marcus Allen, he's been on, you know, he's had commercials, he's, you know, toured with the troops. You know what I mean? His grind is nonstop. Guess on R&B Divas Atlanta? Right, yeah. He's been, you know what I mean, just grinding. And our girl Connie, she's in the Midwest, getting ready to go to Atlanta. Yeah, she got her legs thrown up on Instagram. Make sure you follow my girl Connie. AMRILLA. I did that from memory. Y'all know my memory sucks, too, so that's a good thing to do for you. And also, Timmy Music. All right, so that's who we're showing love to. I'm ready to go check on the switchboard and shout out everybody who's tuning in and showing love tonight. Definitely appreciate all the support, everybody that's checking out. I'm going to start with 513-317. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Biz.
What's happening?
Huh?
What's happening?
Yeah. Tell everybody who this is.
Coming out of Cincinnati, Ohio, this is your boy Biz the True, Wild Boy Records, Dirty Jersey, and T Money Makers Click, X-Squad DJs on deck. What's happening?
Yeah, I was about to say, don't make me choke you, Biz.
Hey, you said 317, though. Like, my number 371.
Oh, wow. I'm dyslexic, so.
I know. I tend to have that effect on women.
First of all, nope. I don't care if I shout out your number wrong or whatever. I know it says some type of time when I unmute you, so you knew I was talking to you.
I tend to have that effect on women. It's okay.
Where is Diva? You have my Diva. Where is she?
I got her.
Let me keep your mic open. Show what it is. This is definitely an amazing artist. He can't sing, but he can definitely rap.
He can sing.
Oh, well,
she just haven't heard.
The other one.
She ain't called me this week. I ain't trying to go there. Happy early birthday, fans.
All right, yeah, I just want people to sing it to me. You can't say it to me. Say, no, you can say it to me. I'm joking. I'm so joking. Mm-hmm. But chill, what is this? You know, this tonight is about XY DJs. We fucking rolling tonight.
What's the topic about?
We'll get to the topic. But I'm keeping your mic open. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
chill.
Cool.
I just wanted to run down a couple other people. Especially once we get to that midnight hour, we're going to really get into this discussion. Midnight, I'm going to play. Look at me still trying to sing. I can't sing. But we also have 310-467. I know I said that right. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on? It's your man, Sean Beasley, calling from Los Angeles.
What's good? What's good? Welcome.
What's going on? Your show sounds really good. Congratulations on it.
Thank you. People have so much fun on Philly Shine Radio. Like, for real, dope. But I want you to please give me your feedback real quick about tonight's topic. Are you manageable? And find an artist to be manageable, please.
See, the thing is, me being a manager in the business, the clients I've had and the clients that I have, it's a difference. The clients that I have, like a writer that I have, this writer is self-contained. Like, I could send him a track from X and Y and producer. He writes it, he records it, he's arranged it, and I get it back within 24 hours. That's what I call a great client of mine that I keep. Another client I had is a disloyal client that does not follow protocol with your client and manager relationship. Don't run to somebody and there's somebody giving you their number and you're talking to them and your manager is out the loop and your manager is getting the information on the back end and now you're getting misconstrued with the communication when your manager should have been in the top of the communication and the situation would have went more smoothly. That's a non-manageable client. And Claudette, she hit it on the nose with her managers that I know. I know her managers, and I know why they wound up working with her. You got, as a manager, you can't manage everything. These people got to be manageable. If you don't listen, mm-hmm. and if you can't take positive criticism, you are not manageable.
Definitely. Thank you so much for calling in and listening in, and I appreciate your feedback. I can't wait to spotlight your artists that you work with and get a chance to speak with you more. You definitely enlightened me so much today and kind of inspired the topic besides this post that I stole from Instagram. But tonight I definitely want to give out that inspiration, because sometimes it's hard to continue on, but if you have that, you know, information, some good feedback on point, so you need more than just a hot-ass track, I'm telling you. But tonight is more about my squad. You know, this is the Mel's Day, Thursday. I'm glad there's no F-ups. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for being good. So I want to definitely get into this track, Sex Money Lies. When I heard it last month on a conference call, I was blown away. The video, oh my goodness. Introduce it for us, Connie, and then we're going to get a chance to talk to the XY DJ artists. I see some XY DJs in the building. I think that's my boy, DJ Swig. That's you, Swig?
That's me. What's up with you?
I know
Swig.
That's right.
What's up? I just been here, MIA, just listening, enjoying myself.
Exactly. That's one thing. I love Blog Talk. I will never leave it because all my friends just turn on their phone and just listen. So I'm glad that you can listen. I got something real special for you to listen. This is the first time it's being played on Philly Shine Radio. So, Connie, let them know what you're about to check out.
Well, guys, what's up? My name's Connie Amaria, and we're about to check single Sex Money Live.
Sex Money Live. I know that, all right? Definitely, we love that song. Oh,
gosh, it's so damn hot. Shout out to everybody joining in on Philly Shine Radio with us live tonight. We already had some fun. We got another caller, 302-753. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Wally, it's so sweet.
I know it's me from that voice. Like, it's all scratchy.
Bitch, oh, no, come on. Marlene, you're probably one of my favorite people of my whole life. I'm not going to know your voice.
I love you. Happy birthday. I know your birthday is not till Sunday, but happy birthday.
And you already know that I will appreciate. I will appreciate people singing happy birthday to me 6 months ago. So thank you.
Right. Nadia wants to say happy birthday. She's filled up, believe it or not. Nadia.
Really?
Happy birthday. Yep. All right, whatever. Hello.
Come on, say happy birthday. So I said the thought means a million pieces of love to me. I really do. I really do.
I love this topic tonight.
Well, yeah, briefly mention on a topic, and wait a minute, can you give me an opinion about the song we just heard?
I love the Claudette song. Who was the last song?
Tommy Amarilla.
Oh, okay.
Sex Money Live.
That was nice. I like that.
Sex Money Live. Yeah. Baby knows it's real. Say, I can't sing.
Thanks so much. Oh, no problem.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. But, yeah, comment on the topic, honey, please.
Okay, the topic, like, I just feel like people should be humble. Like, if you're going to ask somebody to manage you, you have to be humble enough to be managed. Like, you can't just feel that you're on top of the world. And I've been around, like, some of the most talented people, and I think that, you know, the most important thing is not your talent, it's the fact that you're willing to be manageable. And, like, if you're not, then, you know, it's going to be hard for you, honestly.
Just like Sean Beasley did, could you give us some examples or a different example of an artist not being manageable? Or even if you could give me a positive, you know, example of an artist being manageable, being that you have managed artists and you are very successful in the things that you do as well. She's also a life coach, just a little plug.
Right. You can follow me on Twitter at Life Coach Mar. An example. Gosh, that's a deep topic for me because, you know, it's just deep. I'm sorry, but it's like when you have a manager that's really behind you and in your corner, you actually have to appreciate that because they don't come a dime a dozen. Like, people want to get in your pocket. So, you know, I mean, my example would be basically somebody who's in your corner and not asking you for much, but they want to see that dream happen for you. And, you know, you basically are trying to drive your own shit, and it's not going to work like that. So I can't really give too many specific examples, because, like I said, that's kind of deep for me. I just don't really want to do that, but you have to be humble.
Definitely you have to be humble. Get that. That has to be number one, because even kind of how Claudette said earlier, if you trust them enough, they know what's going to be able to sell. You know, you can always give out your feedback and your opinion, but let's keep this real. I'm going to keep this all the way full. So let me take this full circle. In any type of relationship, you have to be managed.
Exactly.
No matter what it is, you have to come across a compromise. And that's even the main thing when it comes to building any type of relationship, a friendship, a family relationship, mother, father, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, you know what I mean, whatever. You have to
remain humble, and it's all about compromise and communication. You can't always be defensive and, oh, I know my way, or even if another person may have done something, and this is always the best teacher. If somebody did something and they failed, they can give
right.
you all the knowledge in the world. And then even for myself, that's something that I had to learn myself, because I look at people like, man, please, you ain't even doing right. But then, like,
right.
yeah, think about it. But they did it, though, you know? So.
Right. But, honest, I'm so grateful for every failed situation that I've had, because it taught
mm-hmm.
me. Like, it made me a better woman. It really did. And even if I fail again, you know, I'm just learning each time. Like, you know, it's given me experience. It's gave me the opportunity to have, like, relationships with you, like, with all the people that we've had relationships with. Even if we don't speak to them anymore, it's like a part of us is still with them.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's an experience.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for listening
yes.
quietly.
Yeah, I'm here getting hung up on like four times. But
really?
I
know the switchboard is funny. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's
what
all
you
right,
say, Danelle?
Yeah.
But shout out to everybody that's listening in. I'm not sure if we're going to get Timmy's mic open. But Danelle will definitely let me know who's on the line. But we got to get this attention to X-Squad. I know you're still here.
I can't help it.
How you doing?
Now, Biz, you know, now him, sometimes he can be manageable and sometimes he can't. He is stubborn.
Let's talk about it. He's on the line right now.
He's stubborn sometimes because he feel like he knows everything, but sometimes, you know, he listens.
Now, Demel, you are an excellent person to comment on our topic tonight, because even – you know what I mean? It is only a few people, two of them on the line tonight, who can get my best, you know? And what I mean by my best, not who I, because I've always been like, you know, I'd be telling little girls, oh, she thinks she grown or whatever. People didn't even have to tell me that growing up. They knew I was grown, right? Like, I never even heard that. Oh, you think you grown? You think you this, that, and third? Because people saw that I was. So I've always been able to, you know, do my own thing, living on my own since I was 14, been a mother since I was 14, you know what I mean? And even able to make my own right from wrong decisions and choices. I mean, not all of them. The best, but
see, I don't like
none of
telling
them are
nobody.
Regretted.
I don't like telling
yeah, none
nobody.
Of them are regretted, but I've been crazy to say the least. But definitely, thank you. So, can you please definitely even shout out some of my unmanageable moments? Like, let's be real.
I,
real.
I don't like talking about nothing that I'm not working on myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, you know, sometimes I call Biz, and he'll sit there and be like, what you got to say now? He'll say it, but I know that's what he's thinking. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
Because he done already commented once, so no. Pete Gang. When the male called me in his business, you know what I'm saying? The male got to admit, 90% of the time, I'm already on it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it.
Already.
You know
all
what I'm saying?
All day, all night.
Point blank.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? That's
go
just,
ahead.
That's just
I'm sorry.
Me.
Go ahead. Speak.
And
I'm
that's,
out.
And that's,
you get
and
me
that's
hyped,
toward,
so I don't mean to talk over you, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's through DJs. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you I'm on point when it comes to that. I send drops out faster than probably just about everybody we got. You know what I'm saying? It's just when he bring me new business that I don't even know about. that's when I'm like, oh, here he comes with a new project. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made me cheat. And I got to figure out how he want to do it, because he don't be having the whole plan for me yet. Because when he come at me and he got the whole plan, I'm already started on it. But if he come at me and ain't got a plan because it's brand spanking new, I got to figure out how he want to do it.
Well, yeah,
when it comes to being manageable, though, on the real, I try to, you know what I'm saying, listen to, you know, I have to have constructive criticism. That's a must, you know what I'm saying? I got to know what's good and what ain't, especially with, you know what I'm saying, the fact that I have to be multi-talented. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist and everything like that, but I do a number of other things. But have we
made each other better?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. But that's the thing. That's the main goal you're trying to get at when you work with a manager and an artist. You know what I'm saying? If you can't make each other better, you know what I'm saying, the relationship ain't going to work anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Because this guy has so much talent, and I just exploit it. That's all I do.
It's more than that too.
Because, you know what I'm saying, I got to work with him and Will Money. You know what I'm saying? They both kind of co-manage me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and it's I think more or less it's kind of a conundrum, for real. You know what I'm saying? You look at it kind of like a puzzle. I got to find the little missing pieces, and they got to find my missing pieces. You know what I'm saying? And it go behind what he was saying. It make everybody better, for real. It do. I won't lie.
And that goes into what Claudette Ortiz said earlier about trusting, you know what I mean, trusting the people that you're working with, trusting the person
who's representing you.
Now, Connie, you know, when I met her, you know, it was like I couldn't get her out of my head. Oh, this is the wrong show.
Well, anyway,
you know, I haven't known her that long, you know what I mean? And, you know, she's been all over the place. She's been to Virginia Beach, South Carolina, Indiana. She's going to Cleveland this next month, and she's coming to Atlanta in September. So she's working and doing her thing, singing, and most of the DJs like her song. So,
shout out
to her.
And I definitely got to show my boy DJ Swig some love.
Yeah,
man,
shout out Swig, man.
He's been talking a lot.
He's one of the first to break
me. He's been emailing
me
some music. What's going on with that?
Man, what's up, man? I got some still here just listening to y'all. Listen how busy I'm going back and forth. I just hit him on Twitter laughing.
But I want to ask everybody a question. What y'all think about me? Swig.
Oh, yeah, let's start with DJ Swig.
What you think about me? What I need to work on?
Man, sometimes I don't know if you... I don't know, man. Like, when you're talking, you be like, all right, this is what we going to do. I'm like, man, I don't know if you're playing.
I don't know if you're playing. All right, now I'm cursing. I'll beat you the fuck. Don't you bust on the mail, okay?
I don't know what's going on. By me dealing with you on some honesty, by me dealing with you, it ain't too much on what you work on, for real. Because you kept it 100 on me all the way, and I ain't saying because you don't care how being all 100, for real. Like, everything you say you're going to do for me, you've done it. So I can't complain about shit for real.
Yeah, me neither. I can't, if anything, Demel's too trusting. But I see that even as Marlene has said, when Mar was on the line or whatever, I know you've learned so much from how you trust people. You know what I mean? Like, it's too many great things to say about you. I don't think it's anything that you need to work on. If anything, I need you think you just work harder. But I'm sure that's in the plans, right?
Connie.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
Yeah.
we just turned the attention way left field. Did you hear Demel's question?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, but at the studio.
What you think of him?
What do you think he needs?
No, I didn't say that, Biz.
I'm saying Biz throwing shots.
Shots fired. Man down.
Yeah, funny. But Connie, Demel, what do you think that he can work on, that he needs to work on? Can you give him some constructive criticism?
There is nothing that I can say that I think Demel needs to work on. I mean, shout out to Demel X Squad and also you, Honest. No, but I don't think there's anything that I can think of that Demel needs to work on.
Because even as Demel said when he first got on the line, he even understands if you don't handle money. He's the type of person that'd be like, oh, you don't handle money? Well, make a T-shirt, put out a mixtape, sell it, you know what I mean? Do a show. Like, he is just, you know what I mean? Like, regardless of how anybody wants to, you know, take him, who tried to use him and everything like that or whatever, he is definitely a huge motivator. And being a CEO of a DJ, you know what I mean, a DJ company, a DJ squad, and having to work with so many new people, and then even people who you've had around for years, like me, you have to be that leader. You know what I mean? And being a leader is sometimes just like, this is how you are going to, you know what I mean, follow suit. Not so much follow me, but follow suit with, you know, something that's successful, something that you can, you know what I mean, grow from. You know, not always just like, oh, well, when you get your money, hit me up. That's not him, you know what I mean? Even though I get like that. I'm like that all the time. Like, I don't have money. All right, well, call me when you make some money. You got a job yet?
No, he's not like that. He's a real sweetheart.
All right. Now, Biz. Are you still with us?
Warm-hearted person.
Where are you laughing? Are you over there laughing?
Nah, as a worker for real, and as a CEO and as a leader of X Squad, point blank, he on point. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna find somebody that's gonna grind out your work and grind it out with you like him. You know what I mean? It's probably like two other people that he's getting compared to right now for real in my eyes, but you know what I'm saying, but this is who I work with, so you know what I'm saying, that's just how it is. Dude, go in, you know what I mean, you can't take nothing away from that, and shout out to him and everything like that, but on a personal level, oh, he out his rabbit ass mind.
He is.
That nigga crazy as all
you
shit.
Know what?
He crazy than a motherfucker. Hold on. Don't get me wrong. Now, if somebody else come up and try to say what I just said and say that, I got to fuck them up. But at the same time, I can say this because this is my nigga. He out his rabbit ass butt.
And this is a lot of people. But when you are passionate about what you're doing, you can become very stubborn. And That's just the only thing. My boy is so stubborn. But even
I don't think he's stubborn. I think more or less he run off experience. You know what I'm saying? Like it'll seem, I know what you're talking about. It'll seem like he's stubborn, but at the same time, if you run it off what he's seen happen and what he's seen don't work, you know what I'm saying? You'll understand.
Right.
Hey, Ms. Honest.
Yes, Swig.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what, on some real, you don't find too many people, like they're talking about with the money thing, you don't find too many people keeping on 100 with you without you paying them. You see what I'm saying? And when I call my man up, man, he embraced me. He let me know what's right and what's wrong. You don't get too many people like that. Most people be like, shit, I'm a senior around circles until you cash me out. So I was playing, but on some real, you don't get too many people like that. And I can see what you mean. When you've been doing so much your whole life, and you've been through all the snakes and the weeds and all that, and you've been bit by snakes and shit, you ain't going to go back to the same thing you're going through. So when somebody comes to you, you already have in your mindset, this is what I'm going to do because I know what it's going to take to make this happen because I ain't getting bit no more. So I don't think it's stubborn. I'm just thinking like, shit, I ain't getting bit by no snake no more. I don't blame him.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame him either because even when Jamel is mad, I love him. I might not want to hear it, but I'll be like, I love him anyway.
I like when he get mad. Shit. That shit be funny to motherfucker.
It do be funny to motherfuckers.
That shit is funny as hell. Oh, I can't help it. That shit is hilarious.
Let me give you a warning. For anybody listening, XY DJ, understand, you will get cut. When you will welcome into a home, and I'm going to say a home before we get into this next music, we're going to go on to Timmy music, brick by brick. When you come into a home and you're trusted, like I said, he's too trusted. So trust you. He'll bring you in. The second you keep, drawing on them, feeling them, or using them, lying, whatever, keep cut. No looking back. No looking back.
You ain't lying.
I need to learn it. No looking back.
You ain't
lying. No looking back. You get cut. You better kiss up to one of the other ones, but you still cut.
Cut ain't the word. The male dice motherfuckers.
You get his dice disappeared.
He dice niggas, man. He rolled niggas like
he'll
dice.
Neutral bullet your ass, shred it,
he'll tell you you ain't shit.
I think that's a part of the dicing, right? All this excitement and the spotlight tonight.
I have been through some wars with some people, but I don't. I used to hold grudges, but I learned to not do that because it's not good for business, and I feel like I want to be able to walk down the street without looking behind my back.
I feel like you need your own reality TV show. That's what I think.
Oh, I can't wait to watch him on TV. What? I know Claudette says that you schedule, the filming and stuff like that, but follow him around
all
day.
You ain't
got to
schedule shit with him.
He needs
that
a 24-hour
shit just don't happen. You think Jocelyn Hernandez, but wait till the video to me.
Okay.
So,
Jocelyn Hernandez is hilarious. She is so untalented. This is so sad, but that's another story.
Did y'all see the media take off where Stevie had to show that ass?
No, I ain't see that. What was it?
Man, she performing it at some club or whatever, and
they booed her.
They booed her, right? He came out there and said, "I don't know, say ah," and I said, "Say no." No record, no none of that. All the ladies say,
well, you know, Stevie J is a talented producer, so he has, you know, them records. I don't know what the fuck, guys. I really don't like. I saw all you. Bitch. Oh no, stop, please, Jesus. I don't even want to talk about that chick. As I was saying tonight,
hope to hear sound better than Jocelyn.
What'd you say?
Hope to hear sound better than Jocelyn on you.
Right. But tonight and every other Thursday night, we'll spotlight X-Squad DJ artists, X-Squad DJs, our new music, definitely getting ready for our conference call. So be looking forward to that. And also, tomorrow is going down Club Halo. I can't wait. Listening party for Vodka, one of Philly's favorite rappers. Talented artists from all over the city will be coming out to support and perform. Like, we even bringing out my peoples in wheelchairs. Like, everybody coming. We're having some fun tomorrow. But tonight, we still got music to play. I know we just had, like, a whole 45-minute conversation, but I'm going to get some more callers on the switchboard. Just chill with me for a minute, guys. Be patient, but we got to get into this brick by brick. Shout out to my boy. Timmy Music, that's T-E-M-I _ music.
Break by break, break by break, by break by break. Break by break, break by break, by break by break. I can see you unhappy with him. It could all be so easy, all so simple. Just sit back and watch you go through this. When I can love you better, let me show you. Let me hold you. Thought I told you that things would be alright between me and you. You let me. You let me. Just let me.
Break. to a house.
Luther gave the blueprint and now we building this brick by brick, brick by brick by brick by brick.
That song was hot to death.
Yeah, I like the song.
Did the show go off? Oh, there you go.
And shout out to him. I'll be doing. He's sponsored, and I'll be doing a lot of tours with him.
Talking. I'm steady talking, and I'm thinking y'all can hear me.
And you mute yourself?
Of course, I mute myself because I start.
Thank you for calling me. Thank you for inviting me and having me here. You know, this moment, and this is a very, very special moment. This moment isn't just about getting a Hardy Boys back.
Hello?
It's about getting the brothers back together. You and I, we grew up in
North Carolina. They mute themselves again?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Blog Talk is messing up again.
All right, bust a rap.
Bust a rap. supposed to be listening to this Blog Talk. I'm off duty for the night. I ain't doing no rapping. Honest, what's going on with you?
Who's that last song?
I don't know.
First, I muted myself, and then unmuted myself. Then Blog Talk cut me off. So we're definitely still live and still rolling. And what I was saying while I was muted, and singing brick by brick, like I could really sing. But I really love that song. It's like so relatable. It's just something that I even hold in my heart, like right now.
We don't know who made that record.
Timmy Music, and his name is Timmy Music. And because he's
Timmy
not on the
Music.
Line, I asked you, Jamel, can you please give us some information about Timmy Music, how it is working with him, how amazing he is. Well, you don't have to say. I mean,
He liked the joke. He gonna tell me, yeah, I take my shirt off for the ladies and told them my name's Jamel. I don't know where that came from, but you know
what he talking.
I don't know. He trying to get me in trouble or what he trying to do? Make my Instagram go up? You know. He's a clown like Biz, you know what I mean? And he used to be signed to DTP, and he has a lot of sponsors behind him. So with him, I could go through any state in America, put a tour together, and do a lot of things and change a lot of people's lives.
Now let's talk about your Instagram and the fact that you never put your picture as your default and how much smack you get just because you're supporting, you know, your lost friend who passed away and, you know, even showing love to Dee Woods, which is your picture right now.
I have another picture up. I ain't going to tell you what the picture is, but, you know, I'm like, see, I don't care. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if somebody don't support me, eventually they will. because I'm going to be consistent, and the more consistent I am, the better they're going to support me. Now, when I got with him, I didn't even know that a lot of DJs was hitting him when I jumped on the record or whatever. And he was like, yeah, man, it's moving. And I didn't know. I just looked like, okay. So, I don't know. I just want to work. You know what I mean? I want to out. My whole thing is outwork the workers.
Yeah, I know that's right.
That's all I want to do.
What the heck is that?
Shout out to everybody showing love on Twitter and on Instagram. Briefly, I'm going to go check out my post because what I did was I put up a post, solo post that somebody put up. There's too many recording artists, not enough management. And then I said my topic tonight, are you manageable? I really agree with this post I stole. I know firsthand the grind to find management starts with becoming manageable. Even I've had some flaws, I've had to stop. I mean, literally stop. What are you willing to do to win? I said. And, of course, the person who I stole the post said, he called me a thief. My homeboy, shout out to Brewery Town Low. He said, indeed. I don't know where you at, Loyal. You said you're going to call in. Shout out to King Laurent, Mary Mack. My boy Gus for Life from Philly said, the problem is too many artists from Philly have the same approach. No need for management. If the artist is not bringing something to the table that's worth a manager, too many booms sound like buffoons. We won't never get signed sounding like everyone else that did before us. And my girl Cabri, we love her. She said it's actually kind of hard to find real management, though, with so many management companies and CEOs out here, especially in Philly. Everywhere you turn, there is some company trying to manage an artist, and they don't know nothing about the business. My boy said, the go-to guy said that he's tuned in. I don't know, he didn't call in, but that's what's up. Definitely appreciate him. And everybody who's showing some love. XY DJs Thursday. We having fun. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And Connie, Sean Beasley said he knows you. You hear me? Is Connie still with us? One thing. No, yeah, Connie, your mic's open. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
She was in the TV.
Girl,
the haves and the have-nots is on and shit.
Oh, why you ain't say nothing?
I won't. She was watching the studio.
She was watching the haves and the have-nots.
I'm not watching the haves and have-nots, but that is my show.
I like that show too.
I wouldn't know that.
Oh, why didn't you know that you were on the line? I thought that was Marcus Allen, line 803-546. Welcome to Philly Sean Radio. I'm sorry.
Hey, what's going on? This is that go-to guy. Thank you so much for the shout-out. I wanted to say shout-out. This is my first time tuning into the show, but I got to do so more often. I saw that you tweeted me, so I went ahead and tuned in. On the topic, because I've actually had an experience of managing artists, and I'm not going to name names. Shout out to Marcus Allen, too, because he's in South Carolina as well. But I've had a situation, and I'm just going to keep it brief. If people know me, they know what the situation is, but I never put out bad energy. But it just seemed like myself and my exec board were working harder than the artists. And if anyone knows anything about South Carolina, especially Columbia, South Carolina, it's hard, if not impossible, for any artist to get on the radio station here. No shade. That's the truth. So I used my network and was actually able to get indie artists on a TV show on Friday morning. And I've done some other phenomenal stuff, but when artists feel like they're entitled to it and they don't communicate with you, no matter what you do, it's eventually going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, eventually. But shout out your Instagram, your Twitter, so everybody can get a chance to talk with you. I definitely have been a fan of yours since I first started on Twitter, and I appreciate even everything that you do, even though we haven't had a chance to collaborate. I hope it comes soon.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually working with a phenomenal singer, songwriter, and producer. His name is Bowtie. Hit me up via DM or Twitter or whatever so I can get your email. I can actually send you some of his material. But my information, that go-to guy on Instagram and Twitter, THATGOTOGUY. So anyone that hits me up, let me know how you heard of me. I usually follow most people back, and let's build.
Let's build. I love it. Now, we also have my boys line open, and I will definitely get to you, other callers. Please be patient. Text me or DM me if you have, you know, anything you want to say in person, but we already definitely got the lines popping tonight. I will definitely get to you. But DJ Swig, you just sent me this crazy track. So I know you're doing more than just DJing. So give me your feedback about, you know, being manageable, managing artists. And at the end of that, please tell us about this dope track you sent me, because they had me dancing earlier, and I can't even dance.
Man, the track is called Twerking. And the whole thing about we just try to do something for the ladies. It's supposed to make for the strip club, which the strip club started picking it up faster than what I thought it was. But the thing about management, a lot of people just jump into management just looking for just to get their hand out there. And you say you got to trust the manager. You should trust the person who gonna deal with your career anyways. If I don't trust you, why deal with you? Hello?
Have you ever had any bad experience that you want to...
Hell yeah, man. On some real, I just low-key got mad when you just asked me that because I just had a flashback.
That's too funny.
Post-traumatic stress from it,
please.
Dish.
You don't
for
have
real, to, man. I'm just,
you don't
because,
have to say
anything, you know,
unless you want to. You stay for my show. I got your back.
Man, that shit bad pissed me off. Because you do, when you promise you, you don't know what's going on when you first starting off. So they promise you a whole bunch of things. That's what they say you need to do research on people. Now, when you're looking for a mentor, check their damn background. Like they gonna check yours. What have you done? Who have you pushed? Who have you broke? Who do you deal with? Who have you called? What's your damn email number, address, Twitter, and all that? You know what I mean? Because a lot of people out here, like you said, may just want the money, but don't got the connection or nothing. A lot of people promise you things, and when you get that one, as an artist, you better hang on to his ass or her, because they don't come around that much.
Shout out my
so
manager.
Definitely. Yeah, shout out to the managers. And tell everybody your artist's Twitter information and how they could be able to get information about this new song, Twerking, before I premiere it on Philly Sound Radio. You know what I'm saying?
I'm throwing my boy Solo Dolo, but this other one, his name is Shelton. It's Shelton 24_Shelton. And the song is called Twerking, and what's the thing about it is he sent me this track. We did this track. Say it again.
Go ahead.
He sent me this track. He did a track before then, which is crazier than this Twerking song. And he came on saying, Swig, deal with me, mess with me, but I had to follow his track record. And shit, he was getting it, man. He this dude move. And I just made a story up. I said, hey, man, I got a strip club in Springfield. I need you to come down. She said, but he was here before I had to go off the damn phone with him. I saw you. We about to make something happen.
Being on time is
such a key to being manageable. Like, time is so precious. Like, people think that they can, you know, change an outfit another time or, you know what I mean, or chill with their homies a little longer. No, when there's money on the line, you got to be in on time. You know, help the DJ in with his equipment. Real shit. Even Beyonce is there early doing a sound check, so definitely be on time. Now, to take a little musical break, I know we heard a lot of R&B tonight, and we got a lot of R&B yet to play, so then give, you know, love to that body work for my boy Marcus Allen, who a lot of people love, but we want to take a little rap break, show some love to Philly. You know what I mean? I got some Philly love, and then I'm going to show some Miami love. So we're going to play two collaborations. We got Sear featuring Gilly, Dunny on a Hook, Water. Then we're going to follow that with YD featuring Yo Gotti and Rick Ross, Money Trees. Yeah, Money Trees. Chill with me, guys. We have
fun. Dunny. GDJ. Know what we gonna do, right?
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can't pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Kendrick told me that. We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just drown out all the haters. They just want me headed back. Resupply it what they order. You got fire, we got water. Time I pee you when I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck yeah. Your fire, we yeah. Got water.
I smoke that OG by the Carter. The Carter. Okay. And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water. Okay. You know I got a neck right across the border. The border. I swear he send that work over to Florida. The Florida. Okay. I get it back to Philly. I transport it. I port it. Know a nigga got that powder for them snorters. Them snorters. So if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order. Goddamn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter. I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh. But I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter. One quarter. I love fast money, fast car, bright ice, fast bra. Gilly homie got a mean team. It's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
This what they want, this what they need. Planted one seed, now we grow money trees. Money trees, yeah, I'm talking honey bees. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Planted need plenty one seed. Now we pull money trees, yeah, I'm talking honeybees. Look, pop me in his eyes, we need a hundred keys.
Put up in that drop, yeah, that bitch look like a boat, boat. White on 28, that bitch look like dope, dope. Overdose on money, respirator, bring them back, back. Buy some kush with me, I make you have a asthma attack. Murder game, bitch, I'm running with some dreadheads. They send no clip, I ain't got them choppers, we ain't never scared. Then it ain't great, I think I blew a quarter mil. South Beach 305, you know Club Lil. Exotic bitches, now they got me on my exotic swag. Rockin' wide, selling, poppin' them Versace tags. Dope seed, money tree. Bitch, I put so much weight, I think I'm Hercules.
This what they want, this what they need. Plenty one seed, now we call it money trees. Money trees, yeah, I'm talking honey bees. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Plenty one seed, now we call it money trees. Money trees, yeah, I'm talking honey bees. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key.
Yeah, the week I went gold, I sold 100 pounds. Niggas talking like hoes when I'm on Sunny Ave. When you see me control, they wanna gun you down. Wanna sneak in your home, let off 100 rounds. I keep to myself, avoid you wanna be. Keep 100 in a stick, get you on the fleet. Wet up the block, water my water tree. Up in VIP, count up all these honeybees. 40 cars and I want me 40 more. 30 inches on it, damn, that's all it started low. Fuck shine unless you talking about some sunshine. I refer to irrelevant niggas one time. Condo big as a house, the house big as a club. Hit the waitress from Lil, curvy drinks in my tub. Money trees, nigga, till the money freeze. I love gunplay, so I gave his lawyer honey cheese.
This what they want, this what they need. Plenty one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Plenty one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key.
Hello, I'm all right. Definitely love the little rap break we took. Showing love to the artists. Next XYDJ night, we have to spotlight our rappers, you know, because we have some heavy hitters, you know, like heavy male and female rappers.
And also to show some love to XYDJ CEO Demel. My phone's so stupid. Sorry guys. Also a light eggs phone. Just don't cut off because I will cut you. My phone is so silly. I'm trying to get to the text message you sent me today about meeting the females for the mixtape coming out.
That was the new DJ Effect. He wanted to do a mixtape with a lot of females, so, you know, I blasted it out.
Okay, all right. Cool. My phone's so silly. All right, there we go. Yeah, I got it popping, you know. Of course, for everybody tuning in, definitely thank you for joining in live on Philly Shine Radio, hosted by your girl, Honest Fire. The next show we will be broadcasting Sunday, live from New York City and Epiphany Lounge. It will be my birthday. I turned 31. I appreciate everything that I've been through this year. My birthday is always like a new year's for me. you know. So make sure y'all join in. And if you can sing, sing happy birthday to me. Even if you can't sing, sing happy birthday to me. And shout out to everybody who joined in on our topic tonight. I know we have a few callers who've been listening in. Definitely press the 1. I will get to your call and, you know, take a few callers before I close out the show with 2 more R&B tracks. We still have to hear that body work from Marcus Allen, and my girl Connie has a single woman track. You know what I mean? Definitely got to show some love to that. So your callers, if you want to join in and say something, press 1. I know I just gave them a little homework for, you know, 2 weeks from now on Thursday. We're going to have some fun. Man, you could do every Thursday. No, every other Thursday.
Well, I think that Thursday I'll bring back Biz and bring back Mo. Mo is kind of working the shit out of me right now with him and his song with Trina at the whole South Carolina. If you look on his, if you do hashtag Mo Beats SC30, you'll see that a lot of DJs are promoting the single. And now he just said he's got to do a radio interview with Deb in the morning at 11 o'clock in the morning. So
definitely shout out to Mo. I can't wait to have him on. Definitely a pleasure, over pleasure. Working
and
with
my
all
new,
you guys.
And the new X Squad model, she is now the featured woman in Jock's new video.
Nice. Working. Shout out to everybody working and showing love. And as I said, and thank you for the DMs and the birthday shout-outs and everybody who's listening in. And listen, Leanne, thank you. You know, you can always call in. We definitely appreciate the interaction. Even everybody on the switchboard who didn't press 1, I appreciate you for just calling in to listen, even though I would like to hear your feedback. And this time, you got 2 seconds. All right, now we got to get to the music. I'm joking. I can do whatever I want. This is my show, so we love it. Definitely shout out to everybody who's affiliated but it's not here tonight. Shout out Moneyline Entertainment, Heavy Music, everybody over there at Dunny's Studio. Shout out to ZD. Definitely shout out to our whole entire Philly Shine Radio team. My truth teller and her rolling tongue, Diva Status, KK Bless. My ladies are busy tonight, so I held it down on my own. No co-hosts, you know. It's all good. I could do that any day. But big ups to everybody that's listening in. We're going to definitely show some love to my girl, Connie. And I also have that track by Kyle Sky. For you, I like him. Remember him, Demel? We just met him this month. Well, I just this month on the conference call with his little fly Drake sounding. He was singing and rapping. I love it. Gotta love
him. Me and Biz met him.
Okay, cool. Shout out to DJ Will Money and Demel. Kermit, Superstar Maker. Y'all introduced me to the most amazing music. Like, I be wanting to pinch myself like I'm dreaming. It'd be so banging. So every second Monday of every month, check out the X-Squad DJ's Hitmakers Conference Call. Too dope.
And it's almost filled already.
I'm sure it is. I got an idea for September, so that's where I'm at right now because I got so much going on. I will definitely be there to host, though.
I think you got 3 more people or something like that.
So it's three more spots, you guys. Definitely hit us up if you want to get on that call. X Squad DJ CEO on Instagram and Twitter. Hit up Demel. You can hit me up, HONESTPHIRE. You know, my number's always in my bio. Find DJ Will Money. Hit up Kermit. We'll definitely get you on the line with the DJs and get a chance to premiere your music or even bring some attention to some tracks you have.
I forgot one more announcement. Go ahead, Biz. He gone?
Biz. No, he there. What you doing, Biz? You clicked over, I beat you up. While we wait for his announcement, let me give out the information for my birthday party, which I'm so excited to have my boy Big T sent out the text message and showed your girl hella love. Like, everybody coming with me. Shout out to DJ 1212. I'm going to pick his ass up and make sure he's there. But Big T Productions, Hoodstock, and Born Hood Production presents Got Talent Showcase and Networking Mixers, Sunday, July 27th at the Epiphany Lounge, 2361 Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. What kind of name is that for a street? 138th and 7th Avenue. We'll be celebrating two birthdays. One is for Janae from Born Hood Production. She's been working with Got Talent for quite some time, so salute to her. And the new one, the next one is for his new friend from Philly, me, on his fire. And yes, I am on fire. Am I supposed to read this? I don't know. I'm talking about myself. She is a radio host and booking agent. If you want to know more about her, be there. This is going to be lit. There will be live performances and some of the hottest talent in the country. Performing live, Baseline, Shaq, Faye Reeves, Chi Chi, Venencia Smithson, Shamar, Maurice Perkins, Young Kush, and more to be announced. Hosting the event is St. Pauli from the Apollo Theater. Spinning your favorite grooves, Harlem-owned DJ Jazz. Doors open at 9 p.m. Show starts around 10:30. Dress code is wavy casual 21+, and the tickets is only $10. So I'll give you information about getting a ticket because it's more at the door. Oh my goodness, how can I really read off stuff like that? I'm crazy. But before we get into this music, we have a caller that pressed 1. Our final call for the night, 678-619. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's happening? This is Red with Ways Deep Entertainment out of Atlanta.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
That's what's up. I was on before. Last time I was on with X-Squad DJ CEO.
Yeah, I remember.
Phone number. Yeah, he put me on blast, put my phone number out there.
Hey, that means you got some work that needs to be done.
Right.
Please give us some of your feedback on tonight's topic. I would love to hear from you.
I was actually late getting on, so I missed the conversation. I'm sorry about that.
Well, tonight's topic is, are you manageable? And
I don't know about myself.
Kind of giving out. I wanted to get your opinion on, you know, how it is managing artists. You know, artists being manageable and stuff like that, or even just like people being manageable. Seriously.
I personally don't think if a person can't be managed, they'll never be a leader. Because I mean, being in charge means being a servant to somebody. You're doing something to make somebody else better. That's all about being in charge. So if you don't know how to follow, you'll never be a leader, at least not a good one anyway.
I know that's right. Definitely could relate to that. But give me a little quick update before I get into this music. What you been up to?
I got my artist 3 right now. We're pushing a single, Hugh Hefner. We got Earth Squad DJs on that. He doing a good job as always. He always down to help out somebody as long as they buy their business. Three, that's his name. He's got a lot of more singles up and coming. Mixtape, we're going to do the Waist Deep mixtape with my other artist, Devious. Hugh Hefner is on all digital outlets right now, so everybody go and grab that.
Definitely.
THR33.
Everybody. Yeah, definitely, definitely. You want to shout out your Instagram, your Twitter? Or something?
Twitter, Waist Deep, LLC.
And that'll give out your number.
Yeah. Instagram, Waist Deep ENT. Facebook, Waist Deep ENT.
I know that's right. Shout out to everybody at Waist Deep ENT. Appreciate you tuning in tonight. We have time for one more song, and of course it's going to be my girl Connie. And then we'll get into bodywork again. I've been playing bodywork for a while anyway, so definitely shout out to my boy Marcus Allen. Appreciate it. But we're going to close out the show and show some love to my girl Connie Amarilla. I love saying her name. It sounds like I'm singing. I try to sing, like, over and over again, but I used to could sing. Like, we got video footage. Like, when I was young, I could sing. Like, Escape, you know what I mean? I sang every one of these songs. Every girl part, I was on point. But then, as I got older, it just went bad. I don't know. But it is what it is. But, Connie, tell us about Single Woman before I play it.
Oh, my God. This is a song I think women should have a chance to kind of sit back and reflect on issues that they're kind of going through. You know, you know that you're probably not going to leave the situation, but you just need a little moment to kind of free your mind and get away. And this is what Single Woman is all about. It's about loving yourself and just being able to just sit back and just love being with you instead of just needing somebody to validate who you are.
I'm going to tell you this. It ain't about getting validated, you know. You're in a relationship for the wrong reason.
Right.
But we're going to go in and show some love to Single Woman. Good night, everybody. We had fun.
Pictures of you I erased on my phone. But pictures of you are encased in my heart. The truth is that I still love you. Truth is that you lied. And I don't want to see another part of you.
Oh,
my gosh, Kylie.
Yeah, girl.
Are you our next Grammy winner in the X Squad DJ? Are you? I think so. God damn, let's push this music. We need another Grammy. Every year, yo, Demel, every year somebody in the X Squad got to win a Grammy. Every fucking year. Damn.
Well, it takes people like Swig and everybody else. I have a thing that I'm about to start doing with this, if I can get that going. We just promote every artist once a week, and we see how they working, and we just choose the artist. Everybody choose the artist a week, and we just promote them for a whole week and go to the next person.
Yeah, let's get these goals achieved. Appreciate
oh, that's
everybody
Biz Sleep. That's not me sleep. That's Biz Sleep.
No, ain't nobody sleep. Shut up, Mel. Ain't nobody sleep. Don't say that.
Somebody's snoring.
Who's snoring?
Somebody's snoring.
It usually be me. You know, it ain't me this time.
This got bored. I'm done, son.
It ain't me.
It's
thank
not
God.
You, Jamel. Yeah, it's not you. This works hard, though. Shoot.
It's been tough when I fell asleep before I started Philly Shine Radio, so... Imagine how horrible that is. Everybody like, what's going on? Like, the show was broke. I'm sleeping.
I learned how to mute my phone if I'm going to go to sleep.
Right? But Blog Talk get on my nerves sometimes. I'll be trying to start the show and it just don't work. Then I get bored waiting for it to work and I'm asleep. So I can relate. I don't like nobody picking on nobody who's sleep. All right, we all need to sleep, so.
And shout out to DJ Taz. I made a DJ Taz day for Labor Day weekend. I'll be posting all the time to give donations or whatever. I'm going to buy a plane ticket or something to bring him to Atlanta so he can DJ a couple of hours or an hour or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'll make sure I talk to him and say that on Sunday when I see him.
I know he's in the hospital, in and out the hospital a lot now. So if you can call and check up on him, he loves to talk trash sometimes, and he just want to feel love since he's fighting cancer. And it's my dream to make somebody's dream come true. That'll be my satisfaction.
I know that's right. Good night, everybody. Thank you all so much for tuning in the show tonight. Everybody listening, everybody with their feedback in the comments. And tomorrow, be at Club Halo. I'm hosting the buzz. Be here. Good night, guys.
Good night, X-Squad DJ, the winning team tonight.
All right.